Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Ches. We are up to the last daf in Ha'isha Shalom. Hashem, tomorrow starts the last parak of Maseches Yevamos. But first, we have our work to do for today. Kuf Yud Zayin Amabez, the bottom Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, more about Eidus Isha. Achas Ameris Meis, Vachas Ameris Lo Meis. What happens if, similar yesterday, we were talking about family relationships. Today we have the two co-wives. Two co-wives come from Didas Hayam. And they say, one of them says, our husband died. And the other one says, our husband didn't die. So one says, yeah, one says he died, one says he didn't die. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says, Zusha omeris meis tinase v'titok subasa. The one who says the husband died, so she's believed. It's Eidus Isha, she's believed to say meis baili, and she can not only get married, but take her ksuba. As we said yesterday, Beis Shammai and even Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai. Zusha omeris lo meis, lo tinase, lo titok subasa. And the one who says he did not die, then she can't get married. She can't get married. This is an amazing halacha. But you say one of them, I mean, it makes sense according to the rules that we've laid out, but one of them can get married, one of them can't get married. It might be that really we assume that there's a good chance that he's dead, but you know what? This other woman, Shavya Nafshe Chadicha Isura, this woman created an Isra for herself. She said, my husband is still alive, so we can't let her. We can't let her. It's not that we dafka believe one over the other. It could be that we believe the one that said mace because of takana of agunos, and the one that says lo mace. What can we do for her? What can we do for her? She was she created an iser for herself, and therefore we can't act based on her words. Case one. Case two. Achas omeris mace. What happens if two of them come? One of them says our husband died. V'achas omeris neherag. He was killed. So they both agree that he's dead. But they have different stories. So is that a problem? It's machlokas. Rabbi Meir says, Ho lo machisho zu azu, hare lo yinasur. Meir says, there's a chasha here, there's a contradiction here, there's contradictions here, so then that's it. You can't act based on them. Fine, if one of them just said, you know, she died, he died, fine. But here, you have the other one that said he was killed. So that messes things up, says Rabbi Meir. He can't have a chasha. Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon omrim, they say no. Ho lo zu vazu modos, she ain't kayam yinasu. Don't focus on the details so much. They both say that he's dead. That's it. So then, yinasu, they could both get married. The Chesach Shlomo, or Shlomi Vilna in the back, says that he thinks this machlokas, what's the machlokas about? Whether this hachasha here be the details, whether it's hachasha about the maisa misa, if he died, if he was killed. So the Chesach Shlomo thinks this machlokas is the exact same machlokas as we're going to have next week. The last amud in Maseches Yevamos, Kuf Chav Beis Mabeis, there's a machlokas there whether we do drisha v'chakira by Eidei Nashim. Do we cross examinations by the testimony of Eidei Nashim? Says the Mishnah, says the Brisa, Kuf Chav Beis Mabeis, ain both kin Eidei Nashim v'drisha v'chakira, divi Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarvan Omer both kin. And the Gemara says machlokas is whether we treat it like Dinei Nefashos or not. It has a ramification of Dinei Nefashos. She's going to get married, but you know, but no, it might not be Dina Nefashos directly. It's not a case of life and death directly. So says the Chesach Shlomo, he thinks that this is the Machlokas. According to Rabbi Meir, who says Hachash is a problem, he treats it like Dina Nefashos. And but Dina Nefashos, Hachasha in any of the minor details also ruins the testimony. Hachasha Bebedikos also ruins, and therefore, Hare Elo Yinasu. But according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, they hold like Rabbi Tarfin there. They hold like Rabbi Akiva there. And therefore, ain botkin. Why? Because the parallel is dini mamanis. Hachasha by dini mamanis. Contradiction by minor details of dini mamanis is not a problem. And therefore, yinasu, they could get married here. And the Chesach Shlomo even says, who we paskin like works out in both places. Here we paskin like yinasu. We paskin like Behudin or Bishimin. And there we also paskin that you do not need Yishach Hakira by a distraction. So the halacha works out, but he thinks this machlokas is parallel to that machlokas. The Gemara never says Lemaka Tanoi. Okay, the Gemara doesn't always link. What? They're also Tanoi. I'm saying Lema these Tanoi like these Tanoi. Lema Hani Tanoi Kahani Tanoi. Okay, the Gemara doesn't always say that. Point one. Point two. There is a case in the Chuvas Harash in Klal Nun Aleph. There was a case. Isha Shashma Rachel Shalach Bailam Dina Sayam. A woman whose name was Rachel, her husband Dina Sayam, and one aide comes in front of Edim in Majorca, right? All the different cities that are mentioned in this tshuva. He mentioned that an aide come and said, you know what? So and so Sadia, the husband of this Rachel, was living in Tartusha, and I and his son buried him. Ina's son buried him, and this woman could get married. And the Eidos was accepted, and then the Bez did switch, so she could all complicated tshuva that she went to the Bezdin, and the Bezdin were different people, so they didn't know. They had to get new testimony, so they went and had another Eid Echad, but the other Eid Echad came and said, yeah, you're right, he was died in Mallorca, like we said, and I was there in such and such a city when his son found out about it through the letter, and he tore Kriya, and he sat Shiva for his father. So they both agree that the husband died, but one of them says the son buried the husband, and the other one said he got a letter somewhere else, and he said Shiva, and it goes through a couple of other details. The question is, does that difference make a difference? Right? Because the two Eid Echads tell a different story about exactly what happened with the son. They both say the husband died. So it says the Rosh, Da de Ha'isha Muteres. The woman's mutter. And not only is she mutter, Afim Monisseis Ha'isha Muteres Lidasa. Even if she didn't get married yet, she's allowed to get married, even though there are contradictory stories. Koshig Zu Shekfar Nisseis, this case that he was asked, he was already married. Tekiva Tekulu Me'idim Amisaso Lo Chayshidan Emyesh Hachasha Bedvar Macherim. We don't care if there's a chash in other details. He quotes our Mishnah. We pass like a Yehuda and Reb Shimon, and then the Rosh says, "Hashda filo hasav diga chasha beikar edus hamisa like Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon." If in our Mishnah there's a contradiction about exactly how he died, and even there we allow it, there's a the problem with an ikar part of the testimony. Kol shekei b'di dozesh hachashu b'mili yachrini. Here it's a machlokes. What happened to the son when the husband, he found out the husband died? Did he bury him? Did he get the letter? That's a minor, it's a detail, but it's a minor detail, and therefore that wouldn't be a problem. So the Rosh Paskin in that case, that she would be mutter, even though there's a minor achasha in the details. According to your mayor, what's the purpose of having Jewish Hakira? Lachar, the assumption is because there is some standard. The whole point of accepting her is to help her out, but you still have to be you have to treat it like a real Aedus. You can't just have all the rules broken. There are going to be many rules broken. We're going to have in the next parak. Aid VP 8 and MEP Akum, MEP Tumo. But at least you have to have some integrity of some standard. Yeah. Oh, so Gemara's going to ask that. Case number three in the Mishnah. Eidomer meis, Eidomer lo meis. What if one Eid says, one Eid comes, they both come together. One Eid says he died, one Eid says he didn't die. Isho meis meis, vechisho meis lo meis. Or a woman who says he died, a woman says she didn't die. Not the tsaris anymore. Just cases where you have two Eid echos coming together. Hare zulo tidase. So in this case, the woman cannot get remarried because the other Eid came right away. So then the halacha of ula, we mentioned it yesterday, I think, and before, the halacha of ula, that once one Eid is accepted, we treat him as two. That didn't kick in yet because they both came together, and therefore the woman cannot get remarried. This relates to the Shuvas Aran that we mentioned yesterday that says, what if the Bezdin didn't give the heter to get married yet before the Eid came? Okay, so you have this stira. Interesting, the last case of the Mishnah here just says, if there's a machlokas between eight echads, so then she cannot get married. Why isn't there a last line in this Mishnah, like there was in previous Mishnayis, and if she got married, Tetzei? Right, we have that line in previous Mishnahs, whether she could do lechatchila, what she could do with the Evid. Here it just says, she can't get remarried. But what happened if she got married? What if she did get married? What do we say? So the Magid Mishnah says, you know what the fact this teaches me? This is the basis for a Rambam. The fact that there's no line, last line of this Mishnah is the basis for a Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Gerushin, Perak Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Ches. If two Eidim come at once and say, one says Meis, one says Lo Meis, Isho Meres Meis, Isho Meres Lo Meis, Harizu Lo Tinase, Vimniseis Teitse, Vimnishu Safek. So the Rambam says, if you get married based on a contradiction of Eid Echads, then you say Teitse. But now the Rambam adds, this is not a Gemara anywhere, V'imniseis la'eid shehe'id la. But what if she married one, the eid echad that said her husband died? She married that one eid. V'hiyo meres bari li shemeis. And she says, I'm sure of it. Hari zulo teitzei. Says the Rambam, in that case, she does not have to get divorced. Where do you know this from? You know this from, says the Magen Mishnah, our Mishnah. Why? Because there's no line of Vim Nisei Teisei. Why? Because it's not clear. Because there is a case of Vim Nisei Lo Teisei. Which case, if she's sure that the Eid Echad is telling the truth, that she married the Eid Echad, in that case, so then the That's where the Rambam says, "Harezu lo teitzei," because she's so sure, and we give her the benefit of the Ne'emanis in this case. And he quotes Yerushalmi to that effect as well. Where does he base this for? Where do we have this idea? We had this idea earlier in Yivamos on Daf Peches, where we discussed if there are two Edom that come, two versus two, and then she marries one of the two that said mace, so then the Gemara says that we would trust her, right? She doesn't have to bring her Dash of Talui because she's sure, Barili, fine. But the Magad Mishnah here is explaining the Shittas of Rambam, even by one. It says the Ritva here, quoting the Grand Rebbe, the Ramban, what are you talking about? That whole halacha of marrying one of the Edim and having more flexibility, that's probably where there's two Kite Edim, this Treu Trei. So there we'd say that one of the Edim is a group, it's perfect, wonderful, so we'll accept one of the groups. Eid Echad versus Eid Echad, they're both thrown out. They're nothing. Eid Echad b'chashalav klumhu. So says the Ritva here, quoting the Ramban. And the Magen Mishnah there also quotes the Ramban. He says, v'lo mechluver, quotes the Shittas of Rambam. And he says, v'lo mechluver, shalom rekein ala beis kitei eidim, t'ika b'kol kado kado eidu shleima, aval eid echad b'hachasha eino klum. So it's machlokas we've shown him, based on a diik in this Mishnah. Do we say, if it's an eid echad versus an eid echad? They both argue with each other. And then the woman goes and marries the eid echad that supported the mace baila. Do we say that she can stay married? Machlokas Rambam versus other Rishonim. Same Shuvas Harash that I mentioned before in Simen Nun Aleph also holds like the Ramban and the Rashba, but he just quotes a different reason. Not because you have an Eid of Shlema or not, with two Eidim, but once you have two Kite Eidim that say Mace, the Cheskas Eishas Ish is gone. And that's why it's Hura Cheskas Eishas Ish is weakened, so therefore she can get married, even though there's another group that says he didn't die. But when you have an Eidech versus an Eidech, she's a full Cheskasesh, she's a full Eishesish still. Nothing ruined the Chazaka. So therefore, there's no reason that she should be able to stay married. Okay, Machlokas between the Rambam and other Rishon. Vayter in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Taima. Back to case one. Three cases in the Mishnah. What was case one? The two co-wives come back, and one of them says he died, one of them says he didn't die, so we allow the one who says he died to get married, and the one says he didn't die, we don't allow to get married. So time of damar lomes. So what do we medayek? The only reason that we allow, we don't allow the other one to get remarried is because she says, my husband didn't die. But what happens? Hashaska, ha'ishti katinase. Should we be medayek that if she would be quiet, we would allow her to get remarried because her co-wife says that the husband died? But ha'insar midi l'chaverto, in the mission we had yesterday, we just said that the co-wife was one of the five or seven women that are not believed. So how, isn't that an incorrect diuk? But that's what the Mishnah said. Why the Mishnah dafka say the case where the co-wife said he didn't die, even if she kept quiet? Tosfos talks about exactly where the diuk is from. But either way, Gemara says, no, lo meis et shrichalei. Says the Gemara, no, this is the Hava Mina. There's an added chiddush to say that we don't allow her to get remarried if she says my husband didn't die. You might have thought that if she says my husband didn't die, we would still allow her to get remarried. Forget Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disur that she created Usur. We would think she's lying. Why? Salkadai Techamina. Hamayis. Really, we think that the husband died. Vahatakamar Lome. So why is this other woman saying that the husband didn't die? Lekilkula Litzari Hidabachavna. She just wants to be a lahachasnik against her co-wife. She wants to say, oh, she wants to cause problems and sorrows for the co-wife. It's going to cause me problems too. What can I do? What can I do? V'tamus nafshe and plishtim ka'amra. And she says, you know what? Like Shimshon said, you know, let me kill all those plishtim, I'll die also. But let me just kill them. Let me get my last revenge. So says, and that's the pasuk that the Gemara uses when the Gemara wants to say, you know, she's willing to be most of her own nefesh, in a bad way, in order to hurt the friend. So you might have said, says the Gemara, Hava Mina, that if she's quiet, fine, she can't get remarried. Because there's no specific behavior that we see she's doing that she's agreeing to the other woman. But you might have said that if she says our husband didn't die, she's why is she saying that? Why is she saying our husband didn't die? What does she care? It must be that she's dafka doing gelahachis to mess up her friend, but really, in truth, the husband did die, and we'd even allow the other woman to get married. Kamashmalan, we don't say that. We don't go that far, and we only allow the woman who said a mace bali to get married, and not the husband that says lo mace bali, period. If the co-wife, what do you mean it was the only witness?
You don't understand the husband, the only testimony we have.
This is the only testimony we have.
So then the co-wife would be allowed to.
That's this case. That's
the other one can't.
Right, that's the case of the Mishnah. The co-wife gets remarried. The one wife is remarried, one wife is the other remarried. Ask the Aruch Laner. When we say co-wives are not believed against each other, about each other, is that even after the husband dies? What if they're not co-wives anymore? Do we still say that they still hate each other? Or is it just because b'shaito, the husband takes, you know, time from each of them? Says the Aruch Laner, what's the Havamina here? The Havamina here is that maybe the husband really died, and yet she still wants to mess up her co-wife. Right? She still wants to mess up her co-wife because she hates her. Says the Aruch Laner, isn't this a raya? This Gemara seems to be a raya that the tzara is, the tzaras are upset with each other, even if the husband is dead, because that was the Havamina here. Says the Aruch Laner. But l'chor, is that true? The whole reason that they're against each other is because the husband's taking away time. So Aruch Laner says, you know what? That's the Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan! What the? You might have said the Havamina that we assume. What's the Kamash Malan? Said the Aruch Laner, that's goof for the Kamash Malan. That you don't have to be worried about this. Why? Because it's Sarah, la'achar misas bailei. She's not going to make up stories. After the husband died, that's it. There's no more chazaka that they hate each other. Etc. And he quotes a Mishnah Melech as a suffix. He says, I don't know why he didn't quote this Gemara. As a raya, I don't know why he quote this Gemara. He said, he should have brought this raya. He said that he thinks that's the Kamash Malan of this Gemara, that there's no sinas tsara after the husband dies. Okay. Says the Gemara, Achas Omeris Meis. Now we're talking about case two of the Mishnah. Case two of the Mishnah was, the two wives come back, one of them says he died, one of them says he was killed. And there is a machlokes there. So says the Gemara, and what was machlokes? Rav Meir says there's hachasha here. So you have to throw out the testimony. So the Gemara says, V'lifthog, you saw this question from before, V'lifthog Rav Meir Bereisha. Does Rav Meir argue even on the case one of the Mishnah? The Machlokas is quoted even on case two, where Rav Meir says, hey, there's Achasha, you have to throw everything out. But what about case one? Case one, there was also Achasha. One of them says he dies, one of them says he didn't die, and there's no other Deya. The Mishnah just says that the woman who says, my husband died, can get remarried. So would Rav Meir argue even there? So Gemara has two opinions. Amar Rabbi Elazar b'machlokas shnuya. Either Rabbi Elazar says that no, it's a machlokas. Even though the machlokas is not recorded in case one, it applies to case one as well. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimoni, yeah. And that opinion quoted in case one is just Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But in a chenamer, Meir would argue in case one too. Right? If there's any machlokas, like the Cheshek Shlomo said, it's he or he treats like Dina Nefashis, Hachasha, Bebedikos ruins the case. And therefore, machlokas in case one too. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Rabbi Meir only argues in case two. In case one, he would agree. When it's Neharag versus Mace, so then he says you have to throw it all out. Mace versus Lo Mace, that's not called a contradiction. Why? Afilu Tamer Rabbi Meir. Baha, Afilu Rabbi Meir Moder. Meir is Moder in case one, that we would allow the woman who says Mace Violet to get remarried to call Lo Mace Be'edus Isha Lav Hachashahi. Because whenever you have a hachasha in Edus Isha of Lomais, not about other details, but specifically Lomais, we don't accept the testimony of Lomais. Because that's goofy what we say. That's the Takanis Aguna, that we trust the woman is Daiku Mitzvah. Once there's testimony of Mace, then other kinds of testimonies might constitute a contradiction. But here, says Rabbi Yochanan, Lomais is not called a contradiction. It's not called a hachasha. Look at Rashi, second to last Rashi before the Mishnah. Lo meis laf achashahi, derabbanan hemnuha lakama. The Rabbanan were ma'amin, the first witness, or the first group of witnesses. So what is that mashma? What do you mean lakama? So it's mashma, say the other Rishonim, that they came to Zachar Zeh. That's how Rashi is assuming. What do you mean kama? First, it must be first and last. Says Rashi, the case that the Gemara is talking about seems to be only a case where they came b'zachar zeh. What if they came together? There is no kama. So maybe there, Meir would argue. Meir would argue. Doesn't say anything about that case. The Rashi Dafka says kama. There's a first and a last. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos and other Rishonim say, what do you, it doesn't sound that way for the Mishnah. Ein omer meis ve'ein omer lo meis. Sounds like they're coming together. Doesn't sound like, and what's the difference between that and Ula? We already learned that when he comes and you accept him, he's like two witnesses. We said that yesterday, we said that a few weeks ago. So what do you mean? You need Rashi to tell me Lav Klumu because you believe the Kama? That's the regular din of Ula. So that's why Tosfos says, look at Tosfos. Tosfos Dibur Maskil to Kolo Meis. Nira L'Rabbeinu Yoel. To Hachi Kamar. To Kolo Meis Afilu B'Basachas. Right, even if they come together, you're still going to believe the one that says mace. Aye, didn't we say if eight of them come together, you don't? No, specifically by tsaris. Via ubitsaris dafka lohavi achashu demnu rabbanan. What's this yisod of the Gemara? When you have two co-wives, that one says mace, one says low mace, even if they come together, you don't believe the one that says low mace. Right, because we have the chazak of yesterday that they hate each other. But that's specifically what it's talking about. It's even b'basachas. V'tzaratza shomeres, shuv lo meis, ein lahamina. Avo be'ed ve'ed b'basachas. But two witnesses that come together? Amar b'aziz b'sevel. We just lived in the last case of the Mishnah. Lo tinase. The Gemara Mishnah already says it. So that is Tosfos. The Ritva quotes Rashi and says, I don't understand them. Ula's din is if the one comes, you accept the one, and he's like two. So what do you mean, Rashi? Rabban Hemnu ala Kama. There is no Kama. It's talking about a case of Basachas. So, Tzorach Ian, we'll talk more about this Rashi.
Rashi was talking about that if a woman came and said, my husband did not die, that would be nothing.
If the woman says, no, Rabban Hemnu ala Kama.
Meaning that he died.
But you're asking about the case, what if the first woman comes and says, my husband did not? Right, nobody's going to come.
Said,
no,
coming.
But.
Right, no one's going to do that.
Nobody's going to do that because right. Why would you come to the Bezin and say, exactly. I don't owe him money?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Preventative testimony.
Exactly.
So Rabbanu Hemnu ala Kama, who's the Kama there?
The Kama's the one who says that she died.
But he didn't come first. She didn't come first.
He did come first.
Exactly. First there was an aid that said,
he did not die.
Right,
that's nothing.
And that's not called Kama.
Right.
So Kama is in Lomdis, not in Lamaisa. Okay? Gotta figure out if that could work. Okay, let's continue. So, says the, so we have Machlokas here, Rashi and other Rishonim, Tosfos and others, how do you understand this line of Lav Achashi? Tanan, one second, so we have a question first. So we just had 2 days in the Gemara, whether case one in the Mishnah is also a Machlokas, or no, everybody would agree to it, because when somebody says Lo Meis, Lav Klum. Tanan, Eid Omer Meis, Eid Omer Lo Meis, Eich Omer Omeris Meis, Veish Omeris Lo Meis, Harezu Lo Tinasi. What do you mean? The last case of the Mishnah discusses a case of Hachasha where Lo Meis is one of the Tainas, and there's significance to the case of Lo, we listen to the Lo Meis. So the Bishmael Rebelazar Stamach Rebbe Meir, according to Rebelazar, who says that it's a Machlokas. So fine, this could be Rebbe Meir Shita. Like we said, it's a Machlokas. So case one of the Mishnah quotes one opinion, case three of the Mishnah quotes the other opinion. El Rebbe Yochanan Kasha, we're going to Rebbe Yochanan Kasha, why? Because we never accept the Taina of Lo Meis. So Kasha, there's no answer given. Right, Tosfos might say that it's specifically by Tsaris. Specifically by Tsaris might be an answer. But he didn't say it across the board. I don't know if Tosfos discusses that in the continuation. But according to Tosfos' pshat of Lomais, maybe that could be an answer to the question. Right, the Gemara, some Achronim say, whenever it says Kasha, there is an answer. Whenever it says Tiufta, so then there's no answer. But Kasha means that there's an answer possible. The Gemara just didn't feel the need to write it. Okay, next Mishnah. Masnis. If a woman goes with her husband to Medina Sayyam and comes back and says, my husband died, then she could come and take her ksuba. But her co-wife, here her co-wife didn't say anything. Her co-wife had been home. She doesn't know anything. But her co-wife is usher. As we said yesterday, the woman is not polite for her co-wife. That we have an extended machlok. Rabbi Tarfon says, so fine, one woman gets remarried. The other woman, the co-wife who's still at home, who we say cannot get remarried. What if the husband was/is a Kohen? Could this other woman still eat Truma? Could this other woman still eat Truma? We allowed the other woman to get remarried. Could this other woman who cannot get remarried eat Truma? Says Rabbi Tarfon, yes. Says Rabbi Tarfon, yes. Even though one of them, Avadai, is violating, one of them got remarried and one of them still eating the husband's Truma. The husband's either dead or alive. So one of them is Vada doing something wrong. So what? Says Rabbi Tarfon, we could allow one to get remarried and one of them to keep eating Truma. Rabbi Kiva Omer says, no. You're not allowed to allow this. This one is can get remarried, but this one you can't allow to get remarried. Why? Because Shavya Nafshe, we don't allow the Tsar's testimony to work for her, but still she can't eat Truma. There's Alisa Chash. Similar case. Amra meis barley v'akach meis chami. What happens if a woman comes and says, my husband died and my father-in-law died? So tinatim titak subasa v'chamosa asura. She said yesterday she's believed about herself, but not about her mother-in-law. But the mother-in-law cannot get remarried. Hoyz v'as yisrael l'koin tocha b'tshuma divra b'tarfon. Rabbi Kiva omer, ein zu derech motziyas from the aveira, ajit yisrael l'inasei v'asur lecha b'tshuma. So the same machlokas is quoted both by a husband and by a father-in-law. Let's finish and then we'll do Tosfos. Vitzricha, why do you need both cases of the Mishnah of husband and father-in-law? Diyit, Rabbi Hakamaisa, if you would have only had the husband one, that the woman is believed about the husband dying and not about the, and that Sara cannot use the testimony, and there's a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon about the other woman eating truma. But how come Rabbi Tarfon? Maybe only there Rabbi Tarfon allows the other one to eat truma. Because that Sara Tagufa, co-wives really hate each other. Why? Because they think that the husband is away from them. Is away from them. Every time the husband is with the other wife, that means he's away from me. That's a serious pain you're causing me. Tzara tagufa. And therefore, we'd say, you know what? She really must be... There's a good chance that this other woman is lying, that the husband died, therefore she can still eat truma. The other one. Aval chamosa, tzara mili da'alma, ema modula li Rabbi Kiva. But a mother-in-law, that's not a tzara tagufa, physical pain. So therefore, maybe there, he would agree to Rabbi Kiva and say, you know what? I'm not so sure she's lying, so maybe we wouldn't allow her to eat truma. V'yed rabaha, and if we only have case two, b'hakam Rabbi Kiva. Only over there Rabbi Kiva would say she's not allowed to have a b'hachim, or delay the Rabbi Tarfon, tzricha, and therefore we need both cases. Finishing up, Amar Yudam Rishmol, halacha Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Toda, the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon, that we allow her to eat truma. Amar Abayaf, Anan Amitanina, we also learned it in the Mishnah that we're going to have on Amid Beis. Nitan li ben Medina Sayyam, what if a woman goes to Medina Sayyam? A woman goes to Medina Sayyam with a chazaka that she is. She has a husband and she has no children, and the husband has a brother. So she, if the husband dies, she's gonna have to do yibum. And then she comes to Bezin and says, "You know what, Mazel Tov, I had a son in Medina Sayyam, but you know what? He died. I had a son, he died, and then my husband died." So she left to Medina Sayyam with a chazaka. She's gonna have to go to yibum, and she came back saying, "I have to do yibum." So basically, Ben Medina Sayyam, Nitali Ben Medina Sayyam, Meis Bini Vakach Meis Bali. My son died, then my husband died. And we believe her because she's not changing her chazaka. Pesha Asar or Pesha Hitta, right? She didn't change any. She didn't say anything new that we didn't know, and therefore we believe her. Ba'ali v'achach meis b'achah b'ni, but what if she goes to Medina Sayyam under the circumstances that she, if her husband died, she would have to do Yibam, meaning she has a husband and she has a brother-in-law, she has no kids. But then she comes to court and says, you know what? I had a son, but in Medina Sayyam, my husband died and then my son died, meaning she is saying, I don't have to do Yibam. I don't have to do Yibam, and I'm allowed to marry anybody I want. So there, in an emetus, we don't believe her to marry out because she had a chazaka to do Yibam before she left, but the choshejin l'dvareha. We say maybe she's telling the truth, we're not sure, and therefore we're not going to let her just marry out without anything. The choleset v'lomis yabemes, therefore would make her do chalitza. So the Gemara says, l'dvarehu de choshejin, we're medayik, that we're choshesh to her words. To her words, we are choshesh, and therefore require chalitza. Halo divrei tzara ain't choshesh. But for her tzara in our Mishnah, it must be we're not choshesh at all. Shema mina. And therefore, that's how we know that the halachas are with tarfon, that we don't believe her at all regarding the other woman, and we allow the other woman even to eat shroom. On the bottom, Tosfos, Dibra Maschel Bas Yisrael, Tosfos says, when Rabbi Tarfon says that she could eat shrooma, misafka lari. Idafka b'truma d'rabanan, inami b'truma d'araisa. What kind of truma are we talking about here? Are we talking about truma d'rabanan? Or even truma d'araisa? We allow the one woman to get remarried and one woman to eat truma d'araisa? Why? Why would you say, what's the possibility? D'okma chazaka d'daiku minsava. Because this woman, the woman that came back and said my husband died, we'd say she has a chazaka of daiko minsava. She checks out, so we would allow her to get remarried. V'yal tzara sayin lahamina. But regarding the tzara, these are, right, it seems somewhat unusual from the outside, but this is what we could do. Regarding the tzara, she's not believed. She's not believed, and therefore what? This woman has a cheskas eishes ish. V'ukma cheskas eishes ish. Midida havi ashnei shvilin. Similar to the shnei shvilin case. What's the shnei shvilin case? That's much discussed at the beginning of Pesachim. All the Gemara gets into it. The Rishon, the Achron, what's shnei shvilin? Two people are walking in a forest. There are two paths in the forest. One of them has a dead body on it. You know, these two women, these two men, one of them went down each of the paths. Each went down a different path. They come to Bezdin. You know, one of them is Vade Tame. You know, but you don't know. Nobody knows which path they went down. One of them comes to court and says, am I Tame? They say, no, we're not. You're not Tame. The other one comes to court an hour later. Am I Tameh? No, you're not Tameh. Each of them has the principle of Suffik Tumah Bereshis Harabim Sveiko Tahar. You're allowed to say each of you are a Suffik Tahar. If they came together, the Gemara says, okay, you got problems. But if they come one after another, and they each say, am I Tameh? So, the halacha is, you could say, Besen says each time, Tahar, each time Tahar. So similarly there, one of them is Vade Tahar, and yet, one of them is Vade Tameh, and yet we say, no, you could paskin each of them are Tahar. So Tosa says, so to here. One of them gets remarried, one of them eats Shuma. But then Tosa has a very difficult line that the Achronim wonder what he's talking about. What they're talking about. Mihu, Ika Hacha, Chad Adabidi Surmi Manafshach. Here, though, somebody definitely did an Avera. Here, somebody's eating Shuma, somebody's got the living Be'isser. So the Achronim say, what do you mean? There also somebody's going to be doing an Avera. There you say somebody who's Vade Tameh is Tar, and they're going to go act like a Tar person. What's the difference? Tosas is Machalik somehow between the Shnei Shvilin case and our case. What's the difference? In both cases, somebody's doing something wrong. There's a Vade problem here. So the Shev Shmaitza, the Ksos, Shev Shmaitza, Avni Miluam, all the same person, says, Aryaleba Kohen Heller, right? So I once had a conversation with somebody in the shul here who is a direct descendant of the brother of the Ksos, and the Kuntras Asfakis. So I said, once I quoted him, Aryaleba Kohen Heller, he says his last name wasn't Heller, it was Kahana. I said, I'm a direct descendant. My name is Khan. I said, I thought it was Heller. So I asked a scholar in the yeshiva. He said he had two last names. Right? He was also a nephew of Rav Yomtov Liebman Heller. The Tosfos Yontif. The Ksos was a nephew. A great nephew. So I said, I always do that. In the Sharblad, it says Heller. But he says direct descendant, Kahana from the Ksos' brothers. He had two last names. They got one last name. He's known by the other last name. So Elo Ve'elo Dibre Elokim Chayim. They're both right. Anyway, Shev Shmaitza, the seven major sugyas that the Shev Shmaitza gave at his Sheva Brachas. So it says in Shmaitza Zayin Perik Beis, he asked this kasha, what's Tosfos talking about? What do you mean? What's the chilah between Shnei Shvilin and our case? And both of them, somebody's doing something wrong. So says the Shev Shmaitza. He says, no, based on the beginning, Tosfos at the beginning of Maseches Nida. When is there a problem? When can Bezdin not paskin a contradiction? Both of these seem to be contradictions. If Bezdin is positively giving a psak, and it's called a hora'ah, two hora'ahs that contradict each other, Bezdin can't do. Like in our case. Get remarried. That's a heter Bezdin's giving. How can you say get remarried and this woman's sitting here eating Shuma Daraisa? There's a Vada Yisr. Over there, what's going on? No, it's more of like a Sheva Al Tasa. Bezdin says, you're not Tame. We're not going to be Matame you. So each one, that's not a Hora'ah. That's not a Psak. Bezdin said, okay, we're not telling you you're Tame. In both cases, that's not called a Hora'ah. Bezdin is allowed to be involved in cases that look a little funny, that look like Tarta Tasasri, as long as it's not a Hora'ah Tarta Tasasri. That's the Ksosis Chilik. Here, there's a hurrah, right? She gets remarried. You can get remarried. That's a problem, even though we're going to allow it, says Rabbi Tarfon. But that's called afapi if one of them is violating an avera, bavado. It's based on a hurrah of tarta the sasri, of a contradiction. But over there, by tum and tara, so we say that Bezdin's not saying you are tamei, that's not called a hurrah, and therefore that's the chilak, says the sheshmai, so that's the pshat and tosis. Okay. Turning over, kufi and chesim base. Next Mishnah. So once we had a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, we continue, even though this Mishnah is not specifically about Eidus Isha. Kiddush achas mechamesh nashim, ve'en yodea ezu kiddush. I married Mekadesh, stage one of marriage. I was Mekadesh one of five women, and I don't know which one. I don't know which woman, I don't remember, or I had all of them in mind, and I threw it, and only one of them was close to one of them. Whatever the suffix is, I married one of the five women, I don't know which one. And I don't want to live with all of them. Either right, so I can, right? A man can be married to five women. But I don't want to. So how do I get rid of the other four? And which do I get rid of? Which do I switch? Kol achas aveiras osi kiddush. And each one of them says, I was the lucky woman. It was me. I'm married to you. And she says, I can't be married to all of you. And they each say, obviously, four of them align. No saying get lo kol achas va'achas. So in order to go on with his life, he has to give a get to each one of them. Each one of them, because you don't know who it is. Umeniach ksuba meidehen, and what about the money of the ksuba? So he just leaves it there. Umistalik, and he runs away. What does it mean? You leave it there, they jump on each other. So Tosfos Yontif says, no, he puts it in Bezdin. He puts it in Bezdin until they figure out exactly who's the proper wife. Divrei Rebbe Tarfon. Rebbe Tarfon says, that's what you got to do. Rebbe Akiva Omer. Rebbe Akiva says, no. Ezu derech motzi midei avera. Rebbe Akiva says, no, that's inappropriate. You can't just leave the ksuba. What do you have to do? Actually, you can get the ksuba l'kol achas v'achas. You even have to give a ksuba to each one. You have to pay the ksuba to each one, says Rabbi Akiva, because you have to take care of each of the marriages. Why can't you give a get to four? That's if you want to stay married to one of them. Yeah, and then the other one you might not be married to, but you could do Kiddush Ebi or something like that. Right? You could do Kiddush to the other one. But in Chinam, I think here, just though, you want to know how to do it where you're not married to any of them. So says Rabbi Akiva, no, you have to give a ksuba to each one. The Beis Shmuel in Eben Ezra, Sfirin Mem Tes, wonders, usually when somebody's being motzi mamon from somebody else, they have to do a b'shvua, shvua d'rabanan. Right? The Mishnah in Masechet Shvuos talks about many oaths that are nishba v'notel, right? All shvua d'araisas are nishba, the three shvua d'araisas, they're all nishba v'niftar. You swear and you're potter. Mod b'miksa, shvuas eid echad, and shvuas hashomer. But midrabanan, there are shvuas that you could be nishba v'notel, swear and take. So he says, in Dini Mamonis, you always say, you have to swear, if you want money, you got to swear for it. So why does nobody mention a shvua here? That these five women, they all get the ksuba, where's the shvua? See, Tzarechin, why the poskim don't mention it. The Me'iri here says, you got to take a shvua. So Baruch Hashem, we're zochet to the Me'iri here says, of course, you take with a shvua. In both cases of the Mishnah, which we only read one so far. Next case. Gazal echad mechamisha v'ni yadei me'iza gazal. If you stole from, I stole money from somebody, I don't remember which person I stole from. Kol echad omer, so he gazal. You stole from me, each person says. So Me'iri gazal b'neimu m'sal yadei b'tarfen. Same achlokos, Rabbi Akiva says, you know what? What do you do? Here, the stakes are higher. Why? There's a mitzvah d'araisa, v'heshev z'gzela. Right? It's a mitzvah. You have to return what you stole. Rabbi Tarfon still says, don't worry, just leave it. Only one of them, and that's it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Ein zu derech motzi midei aveira, ad shisham kol echad ve'echad. No, this is not going to get you. Here, the word aveira seems to be a little more appropriate. Right? This doesn't get you out of the aveira. You got to pay each of them. Says the Gemara. Kidesh k'tani ba'al lo k'tani. The first case of the Mishnah specifically says, Kidesh. Right? If he was Makadish five women. What if he had been Boel five women? Kiddushei Bia. Baal, it doesn't say Baal. So we're Mashba that had it been Bia, then for sure, you'd have to give Ksuba to each person. Why? Rashi says in the second line, Tekivan Da'asa Ba'maisa V'gina Osa B'Kiddushei Bia, then you for sure have to be Motzi Atzmo Midei Avera. So the Gemara is Bidai Kiddush Tani B'Baal Loktani. If it was a case of Bia, even Rabbi Akiva would agree. I'm sorry, even Rabbi Tarfon would agree. They got to pay each one. And also, Gazal Ktani Lakach Loktani. It's as a case of Gezela. You stole and you don't know who to pay back to. Not that you bought something from somebody and you don't remember who you bought from. Because in that case, even Rabbi Akiva would say that you don't have to pay everybody. You could just leave it there because you didn't do anything wrong. You just forgot. So we're medayik that the Mishnah is only about Kidesh and Gazal. Mani Masisan. So who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Tanakama, Velo Rishim Ben Elazar. Not like the Tanakama or Rishim Ben Elazar in the following Brisa. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rishim Ben Elazar Omer, Lo Nechlu Rabbi Tarfa Rabbi Akiva, Asha Kidesh, Achaz V'chabish Noshim. The Ein Yodea is a Kidesh. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, there's no machlokas by Kidesh. What? Shemini Aksuba Beninu Mestalik. Everybody would agree by Kidesh, not Baal. If you just remember Kadesh five women, you don't know which one, everybody would agree there, leave the Ksuba and run. You don't have to give all five. Amanech, Lagud Machlokas is only about Al Sheb Baal. By a case of Bia, so there, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Meni Aksuba Beninu Mestalik, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Echi Shalom Kol Achas V'Achas. That's the machlokas. Machlokas is only by Baal and not Kidesh. Part two. They never argued about a case of buying, because buying, he doesn't remember who he bought from. Everybody would agree there that you just leave the money, because you didn't do anything wrong. The only machlokas is about gazal. You stole from one of five people. There is a machlokas. So, this shita is, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Bekidish v'lokach lo pligi. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says the machlokas is only by Baal and Gazal. Meaning, by Kidesh and Lokach, there's no machlokas. Michlal, so it must be the Tanakama of that Brisa, holds the machlokas is by the other two. The Tanakama Savar Pligi. So it must be the Tanakama holds Kidesh and Lokach is the machlokas. Shimon ben Elazar holds Baal v'Gazal is the machlokas. So neither of those are what our Mishnah says. So Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? E Tanakama, if it's like the Tanakama, there's a problem. Lisni Kidesh v'Lokach. Because our Mishnah says Kidesh Uba Kidesh Vigazal is the machlokes, while the Tanakhama says there's even a machlokes by Lakach. E Rav Shimon Elazar listi ba vagazal. Again, Rav Shimon Elazar, it should say Baal, not Gazal. Either way, there are two opinions of the Braisa, and neither of them fit in to the cases mentioned in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, the old Rav Shimon Elazar. Really, our Mishnah is like the opinion of Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar says there's no machlokes by Kidesh. My machlokas, if you just gave her money, it's only machlokas about bia. So my kidesh, kidesh bebia. No, that's what it means. Kidesh means bebia. That's the machlokas. If you just gave money, then everybody would agree. Says Rav Shimon Elazar, you don't just leave one ksuba there. You don't have to pay everybody. But the case here is that you are makadish her with bia. Tana kidesh. So therefore, why does it say the word kidesh? Just say baal. Why does it say kidesh bebia? Tana kidesh lahodiacha. It says the case of Kidesh and calls it Kidesh to tell you the power of Rabbi Akiva. The Avagav the Yisurah Rabbanon of it Kanis. Even though this, what did he do wrong by Kiddush Bia? Who's Maganer? What did he do wrong? It's an Yisurah Rabbanon, right? Rav Mangid, we've had before. We had it all the way back in Yevamos. Rav Mangid Amanda Makadish Bia. Rav used to give Malkus for anybody who was Makadish Bia. It's inappropriate. You're right. It works. But it's inappropriate. So he violated Issa Drabanan. So that's the Chiddush of saying Kidesh, Bibiya. Even though he only violated Issa Drabanan, Rabbi Akiva is still Kones and makes him give a ksuba to each one. Tana Gezel, and why did they say the word Gezel in the Seifa? Lodiacha Kocha Rabbi Tarfon, to tell me even Rabbi, the Chiddush of Rabbi Tarfon, the Avagav Dissur Daraisa of it, even though we're talking about Veheshav Zagzela here, and he violated Issa Daraisa, lo Kones. We're not Kones, this man to give to pay back all of them. Okay, Mishnah. So we had one case of this Mishnah on Amud Aleph. Ha'isha shalcha hi ubayla medina sayam. A woman goes with her husband to medina sayam. Ubna imahem, and they have a son. Their son goes with them on a trip. And we know that. So right now, when she goes, that's the sort of this Mishnah. What was the chazaka before she left? What's the chazaka when she came back? So now she has a husband and a son. So there's a chazaka right now, no yibum, if the husband would die, right? Because they have a child. The basva amar, and she comes and says, meis bali v'achach meis bini, and she comes and says, my husband died, and then my son died. Now, mena, she's believed. Because she still has a chazaka of no yibum, right? Because she had a son when the husband, the son died later. Why don't we say this yibum now? No, that's what we had earlier. Daf Pezayin, Zerachad Zachinoam. The Torah says at the moment of the husband's dying, there are children. Then we say there's never a zika of yibum. But the opposite, Meis Bini V'Arkach Meis Baali, if she comes and says, my son died, then my husband died, and therefore I have to marry my Yavam now in an Amenis. We don't believe her because maybe she loves the brother-in-law, right? But v'choshen l'dvarah, but we're not sure. So we're choshish for her words, and therefore v'choletzel l'mesebemes. We won't allow her to marry anybody. We'll require her to do chalitza. Cases one. Next group. Nitin li ben medina sayam. Let's say she goes to medina sayam childless, and therefore right now she has a chazaka that if her husband died, she would have to do yibam. And she comes and says, you know what? I had a son. V'yamar meis bini v'akach meis bali. She says, but my son died, and then my husband died. Ne'emenis. She is ne'eman. Says the Ritva, even though we have at times in the Gemara that there's a chazaka that women of childbearing years, there's a good chance they're going to have children, and therefore maybe you'll say here that there's a chazaka that she did have a child, and there's a chazaka that the child died. So what? Says the Ritva, Pesha Asu, Pesha Hitir. At the moment she left, she did not have a child, and therefore she had a chazaka to do yibam. That's what she says when she came back. Fine. But if she says the opposite, Meis Ba'ali V'Achachach Meis Bini, she says, my husband died, then my son died. Meaning, she does not have a zika to yibam. Ein in the emenis, she is not believed, because maybe she hates the yavam. V'choshin l'dvareha, and b'rechoshin v'chazin l'omis yabemis. We require her to do chalitza. Next group. Nitan liyavam medina sayam. What if she goes to medina sayam and there are no brothers-in-law in this case? Her husband has no brothers. And she says, you know what? Mazel tov, my father-in-law had another son, and I had a brother-in-law. Amar meis bali v'akach meis yimi. And she says, my husband died, then my brother-in-law died. Or yavam v'akach bali, or the opposite, ne'emenis. Well, she's always believed in that case because there is no more brother-in-law. And there wasn't any yibam, and there's no yibam right now, so she's believed. But what if they had a big family trip? She and her husband and her brother-in-law all go to Medina Sayam. So she has a chazaka of yes yibum when she leaves. She says, my husband died and then my yavam died. She says, bali in nemenis. In either case here, she says, my husband died and then my yavam died, or opposite, she is not believed. Because what are we trying to believe her for then? She's believed. We trust her that her, say her husband died. But she'ena ichin emes lomer meisiyim misha tinase. We never, we had this before. We never believe a woman to come to bed and say my brother-in-law died, so I don't have a zika of yibam. We don't believe her. Only if it's a result of something about the husband dying. But we don't believe that. So we don't believe a woman to say that her sister died, so that she can marry her sister's husband. And ve'ena ishnem alomar meis achi shivim ishto. A man is not believed to say, my brother died, so I can marry his wife. V'lo meis ishto shishach achoso. Or, his wife died, so I can marry the sister. Again, this specific, edus isha, specifically about the woman being believed that her husband, died. Period. Bo minei rav amir rav nachman. Hamazaka gel ishto b'makam yavamahu. We know there's a halacha called Zachin La'adam Shlo B'fanav. Right? I'm allowed to give you a schus, even if you're not here. I want to give you this. We spoke about it in the past. It's Erev Shabbos. I'm going to your house tomorrow. And I have a bottle of wine that I didn't get to you before Shabbos. I can go over to somebody in shul before Shabbos. I don't want to give them a ton on Shabbos. So I give it to somebody else and say, be Zochin this on behalf of so-and-so. Zachin La'adam Shlo B'fanav. You can only do that by a schus, though. You can't do that by a chova. If something's not good for the person, you can't be chavin. I can go over to you and say, you know what? I want to borrow $1 million from from Reuven. So accept the responsibility of lending me $1 million on the behalf of. You can't do that. If something's bad for the person, you can't do it except if he's there. So what happens if can a man? Part one. Part two. Introduction is that we know a woman is allowed to appoint a shliach lekabbalah. A woman is allowed to appoint somebody to accept her get for her. A man cannot appoint a shliach lekabbalah for the woman. A man can't do that because that's the man. A man can't appoint a shliach lehalacha to take the woman, to bring the woman to get. But a man cannot appoint a shliach lekabbalah for the woman. Ask the Gemara what happens in a case where the man has a brother. He doesn't want his wife to fall to yibam. And let's say he's sick and he knows he's going to die. So is he allowed to appoint a shliach lekabbalah then for his wife and give the shliach the get? Because we can assume the woman is not going to want to fall to the brother-in-law. She'd rather be divorced. Is that then his chus or not? That's the Gemara's question. Hamizaka gel ishto makam yivam. Yavam mahu. Can a person be mizaka a get to his wife where there is a potential for yivam here? Kiva desanyele schusula. Do we say because usually the sister-in-law hates the brother-in-law, she doesn't want to marry him, is a schus zachal adam shal b'fanav? Odilma no. Kiva desanyele the rachmele. Sometimes she loves him. Right? Chovu lavein chal adam shal b'fanav. We've had both svaras in the Gemara. So do we have an answer? Says the Rifa, why don't we just ask her? Why don't we ask her a week later when we see her? Just ask her. So says the Ritva, no, you don't say Zachin l'mafreya. Lomdus. You don't say Zachin l'mafreya. Even though later she says, fine, wonderful, I'm happy, you don't say Zachin l'mafreya. First of all, the Amshah Shlomo explains that maybe she didn't want it earlier, now she wants it. You have no idea. No idea. Maybe she changed her mind. So ain't Zachin l'mafreya, so you can't ask her later. And not right now, she's not here. So what's the answer? I'm like Tanina. So we know it from our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? In both cases where she comes back and says, I'm Zachin to the Avam, not Zachin to the Avam, in all those cases we say V'choshin l'dvarev, v'cholet z'vlam siyabemes. We don't trust her vada either way. It's a suffix. So therefore here too it's a suffix, and therefore you cannot give the get on behalf of the woman because it's a suffix. She might like her, she might not like her. She might not like her. Okay. Could a Baal give a get? The Poskim talk about it. Beis Yosef talks about it. What about B'makam Mumar? What if the Yavam's a Mumar? So then is that for sure that she'd won the Gerishin? Because the Mumar is not interested in giving the get. So the Beis Yosef is at Paskin's Lakula that if it's B'makam Mumar, then you can, because then it is a Zchus. Amle Ravina L'Rava, one more minute. Hamazaka gel ishto b'makam k'tata ma'u. What about, could you give a get, could it be mazaka get to your wife b'makam k'tata in a time when there's fighting between them? We had a couple of days ago. What does k'tata mean? It doesn't just mean, you know, a little upset. It means that the woman is already at the point where she would say, you know, you divorced me already, just to answer her on the husband. So is it then a schus because she wants to get divorced? Kiven the isla k'tata ba'adei schusula, because she has arguments, it's a schus for her. Odilma nicha dugufa adiflei. No, she always likes being married. Woman always likes being married. So Tashma, Damarei Shlakish, Shlakish says, yeah, Tavla Mesa of 10 Dum Leitav Arbalo. A woman always likes it's always better to have two bodies next to each other more than Almana, more than being alone. Meaning a woman that always wants to be married. And therefore, unless you know otherwise, you can't assume that she'd want to get divorced. Abaya Omar, a couple of Mishalim, Dushum Shimon Gavra, even if a woman has a very short as an aunt husband, kursei becharsa ramalei. She still puts her chair amongst the nobility. She's still very proud of her husband. Rapapa amar denapsa gaver. Even if a husband is a wool comber, tikri besifei baba v'tesef, she'll still go sit next to him on the doorstep and talk to him. Ravashi amar dekulsa gaver. Even if a man has bad yichlus, lo bayit talfachei lekidra, she won't even ask for lentils for her pot. She'll be happy with what she has. Tana, the end of the last line is Tana. It's really not true. The kulin mizanas v'tolas v'balayan. All these women are happy because their husbands don't really know what's going on. But then they'll go be mizana and say, "Oh, this child is from my husband." They won't really that they are so happy. Okay, hadron lacha isha shalom. But tomorrow we start the last paragraph.